So I guess if you take a look back at this case here, you've got a lady who's got a fair amount of tumor, 14.5 centimeters, and yet she did not get chemotherapy. You did not recommend chemotherapy. Can you talk a little bit about the data, particularly the data we have, not only from the recurrence score and particularly the Taylor X study, but also the data we have from the 70-gene assay that she also had and the MINDEX study, and how that fed into the way you managed her?
Yeah, I mean, of course, the Taylor X data gave us very important, encouraging information in the low-risk group first, the patients who had scores of 10 or less. We reported on that first. The five-year distant recurrence-free rate was, 98%, 99%. And so you'd really do with just endocrine therapy alone. So that's, we generally believe that the benefit of chemotherapy really is primarily in reducing those events in that first five-year period. So you're going to see impact or loss of benefit from omitting chemotherapy in the first 5 years. So we had that information initially. A few years later, Joe reported on the randomized portion that really took the 10 up to 15. We saw that, patients basically scores of 15 or less actually did very, very well. We had further follow-up on that low-risk cohort. So it really, I think, for the recurrence score, it really did show us clearly that in everybody with scores of 15 or less, there just was no need to think about chemotherapy. Prognostically, they had a very favorable prognosis. And with endocrine therapy alone, they would have that very low risk reduced further, and they would get the benefit of the chemo prevention, the other things that are important endpoints in patients with ER-positive breast cancer. The interesting thing is that it did, the study was designed, of course, statistically to look at everybody together, all ages together, all the way up to the score of 25. And in that, it really showed you did not lose benefit from chemotherapy when you combined everybody, looked at the group as a whole, all the way up to a score of 25. The interesting thing, though, was when you started looking at subsets, it really looked like that was true for the majority of the patients, two-thirds of patients who were 50 and above or postmenopausal. But in the younger women under 50, you started to have evidence there that you were probably losing benefit from chemotherapy as you moved 16 to 20 and definitely 21 up to 25. The thing we don't know is that benefit that's being lost due to loss of the cytotoxic effect of the chemotherapy, or is it the ovarian suppression that chemotherapy induces, and could you get a similar benefit by being aggressive with your endocrine therapy? That's going to remain an unanswered question, because I don't think realistically we could ever launch a randomized trial to give us the answer. I think without question, some of that lost benefit of chemotherapy is the loss of ovarian suppression, and that's supported by the long-term data from Soft and Text. You see that ovarian suppression really does have an absolute substantial effect. So I think it's one of these situations where we're never going to have the perfect trial, the perfect data set to give us all the answers. But when you look at it in aggregate, I think those patients in that intermediate risk group, the real important thing for them is being aggressive with their endocrine therapy. The chemotherapy is a discussion point. But I think it helps if you have a patient, certainly a younger patient. The thing that I like about the Taylor X study, the Oncotype recurrence score, I feel like it gives us much more nuanced information, because I like the recurrence score range. I like the fact that the prognosis varies according to range, the intensity of your endocrine therapy you can probably modulate depending on your score. Someone with an intermediate score, you probably want to give AIs. You may want to go longer to 10 years. Lower scores, TAM's probably all you need. So for me as a medical oncologist, there's a lot of granularity in the Taylor X data, particularly coupled with Soft and Text, that I prefer that as a genomic profile to the MammaPrint.